Kurz davor, Rosh ist ein Sinne, die Betäubung ist vor allem Jede. Now we have a beginning of understanding of Kurz davor, Rosh ist ein Sinne. The sum total of a Kurz davor, Rosh ist ein Sinne was that the world is not so simple. The world is not so simple as it appears. And although it's true that every single individual was put into the world for the same general tachlis of attaining Olam Haba through the process of Bechira, that's where the comparison between one individual and another ends. And the function of the person in this world is can take place and does take place only within the tension point of between a cult self or universal sensor. One of the basic problems of humanity is accepting this reality. It's very easy for a person to want to function in his own rishus. The yisoid clearly that we learned the last few weeks is that the occult suffering on its own would not give us any room for movement. And the only reason why we do have room for movement, the only reason why we do have a capability of functioning properly, normally, including prayer, is only because of Rishus Nesuna. The Rishus Nesuna, though, is given in a certain limitations, and not in such a level that it eliminates the occult suffering. Therefore, we have to live within the balance of occult suffering Rishus Nesuna. This is Mitzideinu. This is what the chidush of the Mishnah, the idea, the understanding of how a person exists in the world, this tells us, the first half of the Mishnah tells us the situation that we're in. The second half of the Mishnah tells us how the Ribbono Shel Olam relates to us accordingly. Schar v'Einish, and all of that encompasses, all of that goes into the idea of Schar v'Einish. Before this Mishnah, before the concept that we have learned here in this Mishnah, would seem to us something very black and white. There are this and this many do's, and this and then many don'ts. And actually, a computer could do it. You'll fill in how many do's were done, and how many don'ts were done, and the computer will say, you know, that this do gets that scar, and that don't gets this onish. It's really quite a simple operation. But in a situation of the difficulty in general law of determining the facts, 98% of what goes on in the court. In the Torah Korohon, Bezdin also, 98% of what goes on in court is determining the reality, what actually happened. In Bezdin Shel Vayva, it's not a very serious problem. Because of cold software, like we met. The cold software. So, L'chayra, the din of Shemayim should be very black and white. Sometimes black. Okay? Should be very straightforward. You can't fool anybody. A cold software, they saw it all. It was all there. Clearly witnessed by the judge. The judge himself was there. There's no room for maneuvering about what the reality of what happened is. And who's judging? By what basis of judgment is there? What kind, if a person goes against the rules of parking law, So that's against the rules. The person goes the rules against the rules of general security. That's also against the rules. But it's a whole different violation, because a violation is dependent also on what's the... what area of judgment, what type of a judgment, what scale of judgment are we dealing with? Dealing with civil law, dealing with criminal law, we're dealing with national security. What's the highest level of judgment? It's the worst, most delicate area. The most delicate area in halacha, where for the smallest things you can get the worst onish, is moed v'malchus. A slip of a tongue, and you say the wrong word, and halachically the king has a right, may even a chiyuv, to immediately, without any, there's no court, and there's no eating, there's no judgment, and there's no, off with that, and Ayin, you learn the psukim in Tanakh about Malchi Yisrael Akshayu. This was something that went on. One of the major sugyas that go on throughout of Tanakh was Moed v'Malchus. And Moed v'Malchus doesn't always necessarily mean, sometimes it meant an uprising. Sometimes it meant the wrong word in the wrong place, the wrong action. Because the subject is such.
Once about the sugyo, where it meant the culture came.
When you're dealing with the subject of the highest importance, so even a small error, same thing in nature, right? A person's dealing with something extremely high power, so you're off by just a little bit. Just, you know, 0.02, right? It's an atomic explosion. You'd be off by just a little bit. And the possibility of being off by just a little bit is very, very severe. Since Be'etem Mitzad HaKol Tofui Mitzad, that this is the Banshum's world, was, is, and will be, nothing has changed. After the creation of the world, it's still like before the creation of the world. And a person, like the Talmud says, a person does an aveira, is doing it in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But more than that, with what koyach is he doing it with? With the Rebbeinu Shlomo's koyach. He gives him no ridiculous emotion over that. Says a person does an aveira, it's like taking the face of the melech and pushing it down into the worst place. With what koyach are you doing this maisa? They're called Sofi, the one who's watching. Take his koyach, his reality, his world, his life, his existence, and using it for the opposite, that by him is the most ugliest and lowest and dirty, and whichever word you want to use, Tomei. So Makara had Mitzad HaKol Tzofoi, the Din Shemayim should be a Din Sheyev Shalam Adbor. On the MS, whatever degree, Chas V'Sholot, a person has to stand in front of Midas HaDin, with fee, purity of Midas HaDin. So all of our tefillos in Rosh Hashanah are based on this Yisrael, that nobody can stand up. No malach, no anything can stand up to Midas HaDin. Nobody can stand up to Midas HaDin. Let alone a Yilud Isha that was created with chesroinus, with a yetzahara, in a world full of confusion. In a world that only exists between the tension of a cult sofri, a shuz nasona. the answer to this problem is Tuyu Ka'oipa Mido. Vadai, Vadai, this is din on everything. Nothing, Ka'oimer, Kosh Boko Vatron, Yivato, Loi. Nothing goes by. Nothing gets lost. Anything that a person ever did without tshuva will be accounted for, either in this world or in the next world. Nothing gets lost. There's a cult sofa. But after peaking, the toy boy will need it. The version is done the world, the midas tshuva. Yes, tuva. Rashi says tuva means berachmodus. Berachmodus. Zechor, we say zechor ki afarenach. We hear such a zechus. Zechor from Yitzchak Yaakov Yehir. Zechor my sitoim. Zechor zechuyot. Zechor ki afarenach. Remember that we're dirt. What is that supposed to do for me? What kind of zechus is that? Zechor ki afarenach. The Rebbein Yisham created the world. Created something as he wished. He could have made us without a Yitzhar. He could have made us in a little higher state than Ofo. Odom, Rina Adoma, put into his name, in his essence, so you should never forget it. Zechor ki afarenach, no, it's not a historical statement. It's a statement of reality. When you say it about somebody else, you get extremely insulted. But we go in front of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim and say, listen, I am just a piece of dirt. Zechor, remember, I'm just dirt. This zechus, should a person mean it, extremely powerful tefillah. If you don't mean it, it's not so good. It's less good. It doesn't work so great. Yeah, you're awful? Let's check it out. Check it out. Of a person would come. Person, I always get, I run when I get to that part of the tefillah. Yeah, got the next possible. That's a difficult one. That's very hard to be able to say. But each person on his own has a very clear recognition. The Oymik Liboy, Sadik, Yudea Nefesh Bahamtai. Everybody knows very clearly, that he has some very low level qualities. Very low level qualities. He has things that really schlep him down. Really are dirt qualities. Simply dirt. A person to remember that the Sakha Kol even is mildest is dirt, that's harder. But the starting point is easy. The starting point we can all do, it's very simple. Everybody knows certain elements, certain sides of things. Is Yitzhar. No, nothing to get, you know, nothing really to be very impressed about. Zechor ki afarenach. The person looks inside his chesaronos. Every person knows his faults, his lackings, his great desires that don't come out 100% into fruition. Why not? There are many reasons. One of the most basic reasons, a lot of times, almost everybody, he always has very good intentions. Why does it not look that way on the surface? Morality. In reality, it doesn't always look exactly like that. So there are many reasons. But one of the main reasons is because Kiyafana. We were created Sach HaKol in a very special world made out of dirt, Gashmis. Beginning to the end, everything is against us, l'chayr. Nowadays, our generation, b'chlal, l'chayr, we're all putter before we start. L'chayr, we're all putter before we start. No, yes. What do we know? What kliches do we have? All the kliches, everything around us, everything going against us. L'chayr, we're all in the sea. It's a situation. You get from your house to the makolet without having an insoin is a very major accomplishment.
You don't have to go that far.
It's stretching the belt. They have to imagine such a mind. The Bensham carved out in his world. In his existence, a little corner, a little window with which we function in. And within that window, between the Arisha Kol Tzof and the Shus Nesuna, everything that we explained, and all that we didn't explain, everything. Within that, in that little carved out window, where we can go up or down, that's where all life takes place. That's where all really things happen. I was a little kid. I was unfortunate. My father talking to his Rebbe with a little chrome glass. Maybe you've heard this from me. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. He told me a very big story. He hammered it into me. And he told it to me 10 times. He asked me to repeat it. I said, I understood. I said, no. He said, good. And he said, but just say it over again. And he hammered it in. And it took me a long, long time before I realized that he's not crazy. You know?
The father
of grandma. He told me, he says, I want you to remember one thing. He says, big people do little things, and little people do big things. What do you do with that? What do you do with that? What are you supposed to do? Big things are usually not 100% real. Big things are usually mainly existent in dimly. There are big things that happen, but they happen in one of two ways. Either by the accumulation of many, many, many little things, or by the mahalach called Piskol Yikasach Shamachat and Yetzachat Piskol Sholulam. When we do a little thing, the Brainstorm can fill in the blanks and the relationship of 15 billion to 1. And he does. He does. Want me to prove it? I can prove it. I can prove it. We're always wondering. I asked one of my Rebbeim this once. Piskol a piskol shumacha, and yet a piskol shulam. Why don't we see it? Why don't we see it? So the normal assumption is, because you want to say Pesach Shalmacha. If Tiftach will be Pesach Shalmacha, you'll see it. But I had a question. I said, okay, I know I wasn't to say Pesach Shalmacha to say, but somebody must have. Show him to me. I want to see him. I want to see the Pesach Shalmacha. I want to see it. Show me once. Somebody did a Pesach Shalmacha. And we see it. Pesach Shalmacha. So he answers to me, he says, Avada, you're right. It's a total mistake. The answer that we didn't present, Pesach Shalmacha, is Lo Nachon, Be'amei'achu is Lo Nachon. We are Pesach Shalmacha. We've been through 2,000 years of having every koyach in the world, right, trying to make sure that there won't be an iota of us left, not physically and certainly not spiritually. Here we are. Here we are. We're big kaifas. And what did we win them with? Big armies, yeah? Right? We won them with a little set. A little set. That's all. A little set. What does the set do? The set is a very, very, very... A cow. It's productive. You know, it's strength, the cow. in the heart. And all kinds of work that they do with a cow, a horse, you know, a sheep. A sheep does almost nothing. Almost nothing. It doesn't work. So it's not lav bar malocha. Sheep doesn't do anything. What does it do? If it's a good sheep, it eats grass and sleeps. The wool grows. That's all. The wool grows. That's all it does. And then to get a cloth out of that, to get a dress out of that, that sheep doesn't do anymore. She doesn't do that. The owner takes, and he has to cut off the wool, and then he has to clean it, and then he has to this it, and then that it. Then he has to make into thread, and then he has to make into cloth, and then he has to make into a dress, and then puts on the dress. Okay. Sheep is the moshel of Kisel Shel Nachat relative, is a moshel of Kisel Shel Nachat to what's the sheep's input? Oh, it's milk. If a person would analyze, like we started doing a little bit, to what degree a for nachla, and to realize what the koyach of Yitzhahor is, what the koyach of the goyim are, what the koyach of the rishoyim are, what the koyach of all the koyachos of tumah that are out to get us, then he would realize that go to any Jew, any mishpocha that you want, trace them through history, and you'll see myriad accomplishments that were built on a little right decision here, a little right decision there. Every person in his individual life knows in his own heart how much Zechor Kiafana, how much he has things that are going against him. So why we should all be Rishonim? And we're not. We're not. Let's say we're perfect. We're not Rishonim. We have some problems, serious problems. Our problems, all kinds of different places. We're low. We're simple. We don't know too much. We don't do too much. It says that person Shem Shabbos is Nitzel Mechevli Mashiach. Why don't we see it? We don't see it. So the same Rebbe is telling you, yeah, sure we see it. You want to see it? I'll show it to you. Go out to the places where you have Yidden are not Chal Shabbos, are not Machayim Shabbos, are not Shem Shabbos, and see what the kids are like. You can do it in there. You don't have to go too far. See what the kids are. See what the kids are. Just, yeah, let's go too far. Let's go into anything deeper. Just look what kind of relationship they have with their kids. What the kids are involved in. And see, family, it's my family. Shem Shabbos. Even not B'nai Teva, just Shem Shabbos is already a different world. It's actually yummy. I live in a ghetto called a slum called Remote. It's one of the major slum poverty areas. So 89% of the people are below the poverty line. 89% of the people have Nuba, Ladi, Shpachot, Puchat, Ladi. And it's one of the only slums in the world that there's no crime. No crime. Zero. So there's almost never any policemen there. No drugs. No crime. Neither. If it wouldn't be that maybe somebody coming in from the outside, you'd never have to lock your door. There aren't such things. It's not true. It's not the slums. Everybody knows slums. Slums comes together with. But I guess not that way. Why not? Poverty is a tremendous insoya. Poverty is a tremendous insoya. Offer has all kinds of different forms. Poverty is one of them. Poverty is a very, very difficult nisayon. The only thing worse than poverty is ishiyos. That's the worst nisayon. Right? Poverty, Kleisel has been pretty good at. Ishiyos depends, sometimes better than others. Poverty is a very, very difficult thing to be aiming in. Ishiyos is almost impossible. Poverty is a very, very difficult thing to learn. Piskul epistle shalmachat. And you have to have piskul shalmachat. What do you want? You want to see it? Look in the mirror. You want to see it? Look at your friend. You want to see it? Look at your chavos. It's still not looking like Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. You don't know how to look. Look better. Look better. You have to remember that we're all functioning just within that little window that the Bereshit carved out between us. But that little window the Bereshit carved out has possibilities from where we are down to, maybe that's one of the reasons, one of the functions of the Rishayim in the world is to see what the possibilities are, what it would be, what if. Sometimes a person needs to see what if. What if I would make just those differences? You want to see what if? Yeah, I'll show you. Or outside, I'll show you. Look where their kids are. Look what they do at night. What do they do on a chofesh? What do they do on Shabbos? What do they do on what do they do in school? We don't have, and all of us, we have a lot of schools and get a lot of problems. Right? We've never had any teachers get night. No, but never. It's amazing. Never happened. 2,000 years of history, never happened. The world is a world with the possibility of ra, the possibility of offer turning into mud, turning into the schokia for anachlo to turn into a life of offer, a life that it's one piece of dirt from beginning to end is almost a necessity. And we don't live like that. We have a lot of beauty in our life. We have a lot of quality in our life. We have a lot of light in our life. We have a lot of kindness in our life. We have a lot of happiness in our life. Where did that come from? Physically, physical shalacha. You get up in the morning and you go to shul and you daven. There are certain things. Well, you still have the experience. There are certain things you're saved from. A lot of things you're going to be saved from, right? You get up in the morning, you put on tefillin. Let's say you don't have to watch your eyes anymore. But he still has to always watch his eyes. But he put on tefillin, especially if he thought a little bit about what he's doing when he's putting on tefillin. The whole day is a little different. The person wears tzitzis. It's not a big deal to put on tzitzis. It's really not difficult. It's hard to be shomer Shabbos. The person was trained to be shomer Shabbos. It's hard. It's oinik. Oinik Shabbos. We look forward to it. It's hard. It's a pistol shamacha. What do we get from it? We get the kids that look like our kids and not the kids that look like those kids. We get the quality of life. All the goyim, all throughout the generations, one of the things that caused a lot of anti-Semitism was that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the goyim saw that Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachim, the peddler and the shoemaker, all of them, low poverty, comes a little Seder, comes Shabbos, they're all princes. So sometimes it came into the form of thinking it must be that they had hidden money and this thing, all this. still goes on today. Where's all of the Midianite source power coming from? The money they're giving the Shias. That's the problem. That's the problem. That's the main problem. That's the central problem. Everything else is the same. The name of the Lachem. That's a reality. You can be in poverty. The name of the Lachem. Every Kohen knows it. They eat them all. They can be 15 times richer. They have all the haves, and you're the have not. And you have a happy home, and they have a not happy. If you have children, they respect you. They have children. Respect. They shouldn't destroy me. Huh? Respect. That's old fashioned. That's gone out of style. Where does it come from? See, I think this is Shamachad, Neftacha, this is Shabulon. Real things. The real work that we have to do, that's real accomplishment, and it makes a difference, is the little things. Not a little thing. Big people, Chaisel are big people. Chaisel are big people. They do little things. Brown tzitzit, yeah, big deal. It's so hard to brown tzitzit. Well, you didn't sacrifice your newborn, firstborn or something. That's a religious side. Brown tzitzit. Well, Pisul Shamacha, Dover Kotel. It makes Pisul Shulam. Make Klai Yisrael, that's what Klai Yisrael is. The Toyiv, Ha'ilam Nidon. The Rebbein Shem gave us a difficult world, a low world, a dangerous world. A world that the standard, both in Klapi the Chutz and Klapi the Fnim, is 70 Goyim, 70 Koyches Royas against one little sin. That's the standard. Outside, inside, in our individual lives, in our own Yetzer Hara, it's that way. Foolishly, one says, the Yetzer Hara is bigger than that. Rebbein Shem doesn't help us, ain't yochel. So where's the Bechira? He gives the Yetzer Hara the strong in us, and where's the Bechira? Apol Atayim Messayim, I say. A little meisim. Little mice that bring out Bo Lataya or Messiah, I say, and then Messiah. Tell you for even Nidon. The world is not Nidon in black and white. The world is Nidon in Rachamim. The Rachamim is not a steer to the din. It's nidon. The toyiv ha'olam nidon. L'chorei that's a steer one to the beginning to the end. If it's the toyiv, it's not. If it's rachamim, it's not din. It's not din. The din is noisayim. What is din? Midah keneged midah. What a person is and what he does is the way he should be judged. Midah for midah. Din must, for it to be real, relate to the full reality of the situation which was done. Lower levels of din, like mishpat shel court, it's very restricted in its capabilities of doing din, because it's very restricted in its capabilities of knowing the differences between one person and the other, between one situation and the other. So there's black and white rules that have to govern the situations. The Rebbein Shalom is not limited by that. The Rebbein Shalom is Dan Ha'olam. Lagamri Lagamri, the full reality of everything that applies. The Din is Mechayiv, both from where it comes from and where it's going to. Both from the side of the reality and side of the tachas of what the Rebbein Shem wants from the world. Real din is betoivo elamida. The Baruch Hashem judges us from that midah of toiv, from which is the source of the creation of the world. True, like we said before, every item that's done depends on what background are you doing it. Is it what law system? Against what rules are you going? So the chayra, mitzad kol tzofli, mitzad the rabbi yishlam, mitzad atzma, we got lusa. So every littlest thing is a tremendous ma'id v'malchus, like the Torah Devarim explained to us. And the littlest aveira is the ultimate ma'id v'malchus and should require total annihilation immediately. But it's not like that. Why? Because of Rishus and Sunnah. In a cult sofer, you couldn't create the world in the first place. The Vayishim created a world, the source of Rishus and Sunnah is Tuva Yisbach, is that he created this world with all that goes into it, okay, totally, from beginning to end, only and solely, Kedei L'Heitiv in B'Yais. The whole business. How did he carve out? I don't know how, but with what midah did he carve out the Rishus Nesuna from that Kol Tzofui? The Koyach Tuva Yisbach. They want L'Heitiv in B'Yais. So that little window of existence where we function and our bechira takes place is not judged up against the Rebbein Shalom Mitzad Atzmai. We never existed in the first place if you're going on those bases. We're judged against the reality that he created us in the window of a Kol Tzofui between the Kol Tzofui and the Rishus Nesuna. There we're judged, that reality. How do you call that reality? What's its name? Its name is Toif. Its name is Lahiti Riyasa. The judgment system of the world is the system of the world. The maisa that person does, the Chadri Chador, and the maisa that he does in front of Shlomo HaMelech are not the same. What you do in front of Shlomo HaMelech, one will false move and off in the head. Ma'id b'malchus. Ashus Nasunah. The Kol Tzofui created a world. What is that? Where's that window where we exist in? What's it called? That window is that special world, that special system that the Vayishim created, with everything that we described and talked about. That's called Lahiti Vim B'Yosef. We created the capability that we do have here. And in the end, everything will work out. Ba'idach imenu nidach. The Moshe didn't take any cows and camels. He gave us full b'chira, and he's going to win in the end. He created a very complex system that enables to win either way, and not to annihilate b'chira. Like everything that we explore. The existence of the world, the beginning of the world, the tachlis of the world, is kulay kulay tuva yisbar. And therefore, even things that look to us ra, painful, punishment, ra, as kishem shevochem atoy vavochem al ra, kishem with the same symbol. Do you say the same bracha? No. In this world, we're not able to see the toiv meitiv in ra. But we can see that all that functions in the world, both the Torah and the Ra, only functions within that window of B'toyiv Ha'ilam Nidoyim. And therefore, even when it's Nidoyim, Nidoyim doesn't mean just judgment, also means the punishment. Giving over the judgment, enforcing what needs to be enforced. Toiva ila nida. That's right. Why? Like the pasuk says, "Yedata ki kera sher yaser over his noi kasa shem elokim yasvecho." When a father trains his child, the father gives a punishment that's properly done, and is part of a healthy and good chinuch process. What is that? Rachamim or Din? That's Betoivoy Lemnidoy. That's Betoivoy Lemnidoy. He's Nidoy. The kid's crying. It hurts. If it didn't hurt, it wouldn't be any good. But the father, Betoivoy Lemnidoy. He did it really, fully, badness. To train the child. We go wrong. There's another reason. There's another element. We go wrong. And if the Banish would allow us to get out of bounds, so the wrong and the ra that we create could eat us up alive, could destroy us, could change, could take us outside of the window of existence, could take us to a point where we can't exist anymore. Every priya ra is a movement to the outside. If there wouldn't be a flushing, if there wouldn't be a cleansing, if there wouldn't be a process of how to eliminate that ra that we create with the prayer, we could all end up outside of the window of existence. And then we would, that's it, that's called kars. It's all over. The Vayishnum Berachmo, each one individually, the Kalei Yisrael as a whole, Val Yidach Himenu Nidach, make sure that nobody gets lost. So he has a system of Toivah Yom Nidah that enables when the Ra gets to a point where something has to be done, it's brought out. It's given its due. And that way the person suffered, it's painful, but he still exists within the window of existence called the Toiv.
Fair to say that it comes out the same way that we have had a misconception that there's a concept of Tov and Ra separate, then there's Arts and Shemayim separate, and that there's Neshama and Guf separate. So really, it is a Din Rachamim system. There is no Din and Rachamim. There's only a concept, Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the world, a concept called Din Rachamim. They always come together. They're never separate. There's no concept that could be Din without Rachamim, according to this.
We're only talking about Klai Yisrael.
I mean for Klai Yisrael.
For Klai Yisrael, that's correct. There are people that, individuals, maybe even individuals within Klai Yisrael, that can opt out.
Right.
If they opt out, then...
then we have a thing.
Yes. Both in Kloli, in the 600,000 basic neshamas, and individually, you can leave the window of existence. You can be boyed completely in Tuva Yisbar. This operation, this will end, is not just a do or don't. There's madrigas in it. There's more and less. What's that dependent on? The very end says here, the Toiva Ilo Nidoim, what level of Rachamim a person gets in his judgment, that's the first judgment. To the degree that a person does Maisim Toiv, Maisim of Chesed Rachamim, Mida Keneged Mida, he increases the level of Toiv that his Olam is kneeling in. We all exist within a balance, within a fluctuation, something that's not black or white. It has much room for movement, depending on all kinds of a Toiv Olam kneeling. Because we all exist within a balance of the difficulty of the situation. We're giving you a cold soul for you, Shusmasun. How to judge that? The Oifim Kloli, everybody that's playing the game, right? Everybody that's inside the rules. But it's not the same. There are different Mishpatim, there are different courts. But then Hashem explains that the Poshet and Shemaim are whole different court systems. And the big, all of the, we started now the process of the Yom Nerayim. Shavuos of the Tammuz is the beginning of the Yom Nerayim. that we don't have time to explain. The beginning of the process of Yom Noraim starts also the times. That's with the Shvius HaLuchos. The end of the process is receiving the second Luchos, Yom Kippur. But it starts now, it goes there. What's it all about? Everything in there, the most major portion of all of the activity and all of the process that we have, is that we should be zoicha to a higher level of Teiroid and Nidon. Nidon, we don't try to get out of. That's good. Especially for the white hatters, right? For the good guys. We're the good guys, don't forget that. We're the Bani Shalom's boys. Salam Elokim, Boni, Teir, everything that we learned there, right? It wasn't so long ago, we still remember that, right? Bon Atem Hashem Lakeche. Din for us, the Toilo Ilum Nidon. We're going to come out on top. Sukkis, that's Sukkis, right? We win every year. We want the din. We're not trying to get out of the din. But which din? Which din? The Toilo Ilum Nidon. Im Keavonim, Im Kibonim, that kind of din. And we want the bottom. We don't want to say the bottom is also pretty good. No. Im Keavonim. As an angel of Chatluyos, but we're heading for Bonim. Christ never settles for anything second best. We always go first class in all cases. Wherever we go first class. Okay. When things are not first class, we still go first class. That's fine, sir. Right. Okay. So what do you want? Bonim atem Hashem Elokeinu. Make up your mind. Oh, kachas. Offer. Boni. That's all of these Mishnahs together. You get the picture. Klai Yisrael is boni. Klai Yisrael is boni. Tzor melokim. Zuchok yafar and offer. Ech. Between the balance of the two. Between the called Sofi, which is the sunnah. You have the window of existence called the Toyo Ilomida. And the Rebbeinu Shem judges us according to the reality of the world that he created. He judges us according to the system that he created. The system from beginning, middle to end was kula lehetiv in b'yoyso. And therefore the din is din noising that the Toiva Elam needed. Since HaKol Tzofu, the Shustan Sunu, therefore Toiva Elam.